Before this battle reaches storm force, raise the shield of faith and let me hear your voice. Hear St. Paul telling you to put on every item of the heavenly kit to resist the strategies from the pit. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Lift up the Thurios, that splendid shield of faith, so wide in width and long in length, that protects against endless flame-tipped darts, shaped and sharpened in the fires of hell and directed against your hearts.
Strong, strong must be the arm that lifts those tightly bonded leather hides, that protects from every foe and fear, waiting in ambush to slow your path. Thorough, thorough must be the caring of both shield and warrior as you exercise the arm that wields the shield.
See in spirit Roman soldiers dipping their cloths in vials of oil, burnishing their shields to keep them in tip-top condition, lest they brittle and buckle in the heat of the struggle. But even a little negligence on their part can leave the warrior bereft. This shield of faith goes far to debar all that thwarts and batters the soul, and which threatens to drown and confound the sound of my voice.
Shield director, savior of the world, save us from being rattled as the battle ratchets up. For by our confession and through our intercession we will withstand, and you will win new ground from the enemy's hand.
Blessed are those who refuse to take offence at me when things become intense, but who rather take up sword and shield and advance into the midst of the very situations that the enemy designed to snare and divert.
For faith that is steadfast, sure and certain is as pulsatingly beautiful to me, and every bit as appealing as the fragrance of wild flowers to honeybees. And all will see the things I do, and the righteous will rejoice.